Terza Lara of Whistler finished in 14th place as the only Canadian woman in this year's International Bobsleigh and Skeleton Federation, IBSF, Junior World Championships. The 21-year-old posted a combined time of 1 minute 59 seconds and 46 milliseconds in Winterberg, Germany. A top 15 result at a Junior World Championship is another milestone in Lara's burgeoning career. She already has a third-place finish and 5 other top 10s on the North American Cup circuit this season as part of Canada's next-gen skeleton roster. The Calgary, Alta, native slid to 8th and 10th on home soil during the North American Cup's last visit to Whistler. I hope my pursuit of adrenaline will bring me to the biggest competitive stage, the Olympic Games, Lara wrote on her crowdfunding page. I think my 10-year-old self would be proud. Don't be fooled by the term, Junior Worlds. Friday's competition included a few top-tier athletes. Germany's Hanna Nies, the defending Olympic gold medalist in skeleton, was crowned Junior Women's World Champion with a time of 1 minute 55 seconds and 68 milliseconds. Meanwhile, British racers Tabitha Stoker, 1 minute 56 seconds and 13 milliseconds, and Freya Tarbett, 1 minute 56 seconds and 24 milliseconds, grabbed silver and bronze. Calgarian Blake Enzi was the top Canuck on the men's side of the junior event. The 2022 Olympian put down 2 consistent runs for 7th spot and a combined time of 1 minute 54 seconds and 67 milliseconds. Ryan Keane, also of Calgary, placed 11th at 1 minute 56 seconds and 4 milliseconds. Germany's Cedric Renner won the men's race with a time of 1 minute 53 seconds and 82 milliseconds. Rasmus Johansson of Denmark, 1 minute 53 seconds and 88 milliseconds, and German Lucas David Nittiger, 1 minute 54 seconds and 7 milliseconds, rounded out the podium. Personal best. The senior Canadians were also in action this week in Altenburg, Germany at the IBSF World Cup, roughly 2 hours up the road from their junior compatriots. Although Mirella Ranova of Ottawa, Ont. missed the podium, her fourth-place result today was significant nonetheless. The 34-year-old posted a career-best finish on the 17-corner German track that is recognized as one of the most difficult on the sliding sport circuit, clocking a 2-run time of 1 minute 57 seconds and 61 milliseconds. In addition to her exploits on track, Ranova is known for being an athlete representative with Bobsleigh Canada Skeleton, BCS, during a tumultuous time for the organization. I've had a fairly difficult time in Altenburg in past seasons. I'll even go as far as admitting to being very scared of this track from previous crashes and bad races I've had here, said the 2-time Olympian, who only has 1 other top 10 finish in Altenburg, 10th at the 2020 World Championships. I'm very happy to finish 4th when I think back to previous results here. I'm really proud of my first run being within the medals. Ranova finally tamed the 1,413-meter beast, breaking through with the third-fastest time in her opening run. Hungry for her second straight World Cup podium and third of the year, she put down the fourth-fastest start time in the final heat but dropped 1 spot out of podium position in the end. The Ottawa resident had a new strategy: bring 2 different sleds with her on the World Cup this season to navigate different tracks. It paid off during her breakthrough performance. Last year, I recognized that I had different needs on different tracks. I decided to pull the plug and purchase a new sled mid-season last year just so I could get through the second Altenburg race. I ended up making a lot of progress that race coming 11th, said Ranova. This year my goal was to pick up where I left off. I'm sliding on 2 sleds to accommodate the different styles of sliding required. Both are incredible to drive and have different strengths and downfalls. Ranova was on a stiffer sled Friday to better handle the high-pressure Altenburg corners versus her other sled that loves to climb and will take height early in corners rather than later. Medal roundup. German successfully defended home ice, taking the top 2 spots on the podium. Tina Herrmann was first at 1 minute 56 seconds and 23 milliseconds, while Suzanne Kreyer slid to the silver medal at 1 minute 57 seconds and 27 milliseconds. Kimberly Boss of the Netherlands edged out her Canadian friend for third place with a time of 1 minute 57 seconds and 45 milliseconds. North Vancouver's Jane Channel rebounded after a difficult first run to climb 3 spots up the standings into 11th spot at 1 minute 58 seconds and 52 milliseconds. Channel, a 2-time Olympian, posted the 6th fastest final run time. Two Canadians also hit the start line for the men's race. Evan Neufeldt of Saskatoon, Sask, slid to 18th spot at 1 minute 56 seconds and 10 milliseconds. Starting his first World Cup of the season, Calgary's Mark Lynch finished one place behind in 19th with a time of 1 minute 56 seconds and 35 milliseconds. Matt Weston of Great Britain won the men's race with a time of 1 minute 52 seconds and 44 milliseconds. Two Germans grabbed the final spots on the podium. Christopher Grotier was second at 1 minute 52 seconds and 58 milliseconds, while Axel Jungk clocked in at 1 minute 52 seconds and 94 milliseconds for third place.